As the Buffalo Bisons play their home opener this afternoon against the Rochester Red Wings, fans will have the opportunity to try some of the new offerings at the concession stands. While you'll still be able to get popcorn and peanuts, Food Service Operations Director Robert Free says they're changing what's considered the status quo.
We're continuing what's been an ongoing project of doing as much as we can locally here. We have added a stand called Buffa Local, which is featuring some local food fare as well as the local Buffalo brew scene. It's a ton of work packed into a tight window, but it's very fulfilling once we get it up and rolling and see the smiles on our fans' faces.
Public Relations Director Brad Bisbing was enthusiastic about the additions.
Nobody does food better than Western New York. So continuing those great local flavors, Salins hot dogs, Coca-Colas, the craft beers from consumers, the Lenova pizza and the original pizza logs and Wardinsky's, and the list goes on, and we continue to add to them.
Additions to the ballpark, it didn't stop at the menu. Protective netting has been installed and will expand to the end of both dugouts. Bison General Manager Michael Butchkowski elaborated on the new safety measure.
This, I think, will give added protection. The NHL did it years ago, and I think more and more sports that have those kinds of issues are going to do what they can to extend the protection, give fans the option of sitting behind the net, but also give them the option of sitting further away if they want and not be as close to the action.
2 years ago, fans were promised a next-generation ballpark. While over 3,000 seats have been installed, some may be left wondering what else is in store to uphold that promise. Bisbing preached patience.
Definitely working on plans for that second part of that reconstruction being done this calendar year. Moving forward, you know, we have a lot of ideas. It's a matter of being able to do it in a timely fashion and do it when it works with our schedule.
Several major league games were delayed last week as grounds crews struggled to have fields in proper conditions due to frigid temperatures. But head groundskeeper Chad Lurie says Bison's fans don't need to worry about that.
We're in good shape compared to the last 2 years, not fighting snow. So we're starting to get the grass to grow a little bit, working on the clay. And as far as the field goes, hopefully as good as it always has been. Right now we're just hanging wall pads. Our number one priority, keep the players safe.
Former Bisons such as Marcus Stroman and Kevin Pillar were key pieces to the Toronto Blue Jays' deep playoff run last season. Interest from Canadian fans in the Jays' AAA team is only expected to grow.
We've had a great response from Canadian fans on purchasing season tickets, purchasing ticket packages. We put our individual game tickets on sale. We notice, again, a large contingent of Canadian fans purchasing. You know, we're above 25% of our tickets that are sold now come from Southern Ontario, and no doubt they are Jays fans.
But watching future Blue Jays in action isn't the only incentive for Canadian fans to make the trip. For the next month, the Bisons will be accepting Canadian cash at par for tickets, food, and beverages.
We recognize the Canadian dollar has had some troubles, especially when you compare it to the American dollar. So we want to keep that momentum going, keep them giving them more and more reasons to come down to Buffalo to watch a game.
And while the Bisons haven't made the playoffs in a decade, the organization is clearly trying to make the fan experience a home run. Ryan Biter, WBFO News.